Psalm 20 is titled, To the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David. Please listen as I read God's Word. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May He send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May He remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May He grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves His anointed. He will answer him from His holy heaven with the saving strength of His right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. It's very timely that we have come in our psalm meditations to this psalm at the same time that I'm preaching at Hebrews chapter 7. Psalm 20 leads us to pray for and to give thanks for the anointed King. That last verse sets this psalm in the context of thinking about and praying for the national leaders. But Hebrews 7 identifies Jesus as the King of righteousness and the King of peace. When David wrote this psalm, he was serving as king in Israel. And so, as king, he pointedly invites the congregation to be praying for him as a leader in Israel. He carried many responsibilities as a king. And in doing so, he has given a psalm to the church of every age to use to pray for our own national leaders. At the same time, since Jesus is the ultimate Davidic king, we also can thank God in this psalm for Jesus. We can thank Him for the blessings that we have to have such a leader and such a king as Jesus is. So let me call your attention to the responsibilities that David asks for prayer for, and to lead you to see how we can pray for our leaders and to see Jesus. There are three different responsibilities that David asks for prayer. First, the king has the responsibility of leading the nation in days of trouble. He had the responsibility to go out into battle. So the opening verses of this psalm, you find David saying, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the God of Jacob defend you. This is David praying for the Lord to defend and for the Lord to answer, but he's also inviting the congregation to pray for him as a national leader as well. Just by word of explanation here, he asks for God to send help from his sanctuary and from his holy hill in Zion. And just by way of explanation, David was conscious of how God demonstrated his presence among his people by showing the glory of his presence in the sanctuary. And remember, we've said that a tent or a building cannot contain God, but the Lord showed his presence there. So when David asks for help to come from the sanctuary, he's asking for the God of Israel himself to give help. And we do pray this for our national leaders. We can thank God that the Lord is at work and that the Lord does give us national leaders to give direction and protection. We pray this for our national leaders. We can also thank God that He has heard this prayer ultimately by coming from the sanctuary Himself. That's the whole sense of the incarnation. God Himself in Jesus has come to be our help and to be our King. So as you sing this, think about how Jesus has answered that prayer, how God the Father sent the Son to be our Redeemer and our King. Secondly, very interestingly, I want you to notice that in this psalm that the King was also had a responsibility of leading in national worship, or leading the people of God in worship. He would publicly call upon the name of the Lord. He would bring sacrifices to the temple. And David asks that the people would pray that the Lord would accept his sacrifices. And I just have to pause there and say what a refreshing outlook this prayer gives us to see the relationship between church and state, or church and government. He's given the church to gather the saints together and to care for the people of God. He has also given us the state or government to support and to watch over and defend the nation. There are civil reasons why God has instituted the state. And he has instituted both of those institutions of church and state to support and to complement each other. What a blessing it would be to have national leaders who would not only govern well, but who would also publicly confess Jesus Christ and would have a sense of leading the nation in bowing before Jesus. As you sing this psalm, then, you can pray for our own government, that they would be ones that would do this very thing. And as you sing, you can also think of Jesus, who, as our King and our Priest, has entered into the presence behind the veil and there makes intercession for us. He does lead us in worship. Thirdly, the King would pray for the people. Once more, what a blessing it would be to have national leaders who pray for us. David did so. He even calls attention to that. He invites the congregation to pray for him as he prays for them, in the sense that his prayers would be accepted. That's one of the requests. May the Lord grant all your heart's desires. And he goes on to identify what those desires were. He rejoices in the salvation that comes from the Lord. And then, in the name of God, we'll raise our banners. And so we pray that the Lord would fulfill those petitions. We can also take courage that our prayers are taken up by Jesus himself, and that he, as our King and our Priest, prays for us. This in turn and finally leads David to identify the source of any success that he has. It comes only from the Lord. I know that the Lord saves his anointed, or literally there, his Messiah. David could apply this prayer to himself. He was the Lord's anointed as a king, and he placed his confidence in God who delivers his anointed one. But David could also speak prophetically. He, as a prophet of God, could speak of the Messiah that he was looking forward to. He was looking forward to Jesus. And he can pray that the Lord would save his Messiah. And he did. The Father did not abandon the Son to the grave. He delivered him from death, raising him from the grave on the third day. He accepted his sacrifice for sin, and he gave him a name that is above every name. And we bow before that name of Jesus Christ. So we can say with the psalm, you know, some boast in chariots and some boast in horses. In other words, their military might. Some trust in money and some boast in their own wisdom. But we will trust in the Messiah. We will trust in the Lord. And on that note, the psalm closes by asking God to save, that the King would answer us when we call. And who is that King? that David called for. Who is that king that David looked to? Well, it's none other than Jesus. That's right. David was calling for and longing for and looking towards Jesus. Well, let's sing Psalm 20. We'll use selection B. Think of our anointed King Jesus. Let's stand and sing Psalm 20b. Mm-hmm.